Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, we're delighted to welcome back Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, with his picks of what we should be watching this weekend. And Owen, we have two series and a movie this week, and we'll begin with this. This is a new science fiction drama TV series, so if you're into your sci-fi, you'll love this. And this is called Foundation. It's new to Apple TV. It's a band, all about a band of exiles who discovered that the only way to save the galactic empire from destruction is to defy it. And I have absolutely no idea what that means.
You're familiar with my work, psychohistory?
Every mathematician has read your theory.
It's not a theory. It's the future of mankind expressed in numbers. And the empire won't like the future I predict.
That's it. You just hit the nail on the head. It's as, you know, it's very complicated, this series. So I'll try my best to kind of describe what happened.
So I'm not stupid then, were you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I did try to get my head around it as well. The first episode, I was like, what is going on? But then by the end of the first episode, you're like, okay, I know what's going to happen here. And the first two episodes actually arrived on Apple TV Plus yesterday. So that's good. You have the first two episodes to kind of watch and then get your head around. And then I think there's a new episode every week and there's 10 in total. So yeah, it's based on the sprawling sci-fi novels from Isaac Asimov. He wrote them in the 1940s, so his books essentially, you know, influenced the likes of Star Wars and Star Trek, and this is their first time actually being adapted for the screen. So there's never been any TV series or movies of this, so this is the first time it's been made. And Apple TV Plus have put so much money into this. It looks absolutely fantastic. Some of it was actually filmed in Ireland in Troy Studios in Limerick, which is great to see, and it was actually, I think, one of the biggest productions ever made in Ireland, which is also great to see. And I think they've already been given a second season. It's basically Game of Thrones with sci-fi, so I think there is going to be a lot of interest in this. So it stars Lee Pace, who is one of the Galactic Empire leaders, and he's got Harry Sheldon, who's played by Jared Harris. He's a mathematical genius who discovers that the Galactic Empire is going to be no more imminently, and he has to create a way for this to be negated, I guess.
I get the feeling this is really just for sci-fi fans, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not...
The rest of us going to kind of glaze over maybe a little bit.
Maybe. I'm not a huge sci-fi fan myself, so to kind of get a little bit to wrap my head around this. But I think once you get past the first two episodes, which I watched, I really did enjoy them, and I can definitely see this being a massive franchise to come.
Okay,
for sure.
So that's Foundation, new to Apple TV. Now, this one, I have to say, this is right up my street. I think when we were talking about Nightbooks last week, I mentioned that I love a good horror, and I really do. And of course, with Halloween just around the corner, we are certainly gearing up for the season. And this is a new series on Netflix, and this is Midnight Mass.
Good morning. I know I'm not who you expected to see. Just know I'm only here to help, and I look forward to meeting you all.
We are living in a miraculous time.
You're gonna let me in.
I think I'm crazy. I mean, what's a little crazy between friends, right?
So it's from creator Mike Flanagan, who, I don't know if you might have seen The Haunting of Hill House and The Haunting
of
Bly Manor.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
He created this. It's kind of like another separate series, completely different from all those. It's definitely a slow burner, I will say that. There's only seven episodes, and once you get to the final two episodes, all hell goes loose. So, you know, psychological thriller. It's kind of blends religion and horror basically into one. It follows an alcoholic who returns to his community on Crockett Island, a fictional island with a very small population, and there's also a mysterious new priest who's also on the island, who also happens to be there at the same time. And the priest is able to basically heal ailments before people's eyes, and he's wondering, you know, is this the touch of God or is this something else? There's a mystery there, definitely, to the series, and as the series progresses, it gets more and more dark, and everything gets revealed.
Oh, so is it really scary?
It's not very scary, I will say that. It's more kind of like, what is going on here? And then definitely towards the end, the action ramps up a lot. Right. And
I remember when I watched The Haunting of Hill House, and I watched, I think it was two or three episodes, and people were saying to me, oh, it's really scary. I thought, I don't know what ever everyone is going on about. There's nothing in this. And then I decided, I may as well just, you know, I'll continue with it. And I watched it one night then on my own, which was a huge mistake. I was absolutely terrified. I loved it. It was just brilliant. But I will certainly sit down this weekend and I'll probably watch, did you say 7 episodes?
Yeah, there's 7 episodes.
I'll probably watch them all at once. I'll probably have a little bit of a binge with this. So
yeah,
I
wouldn't blame you. No, Stephen King already watched it as well, and he's tweeted that he loved the series, so that's a good indication as well.
Well, if it's good enough for Stephen King, it's certainly good enough for me. All right, so that's Midnight Mass on Netflix. And finally, something completely different. If you want a bit of drama, but you also want your comedy, this might be right up your street. It's called The Starlings. It is a new movie on Netflix, and it's all about a woman adjusting to life after a loss who has to contend with a bird that takes over her garden, which sounds like an unlikely premise for a movie, but it certainly has a great cast, Owen.
How are you sleeping?
Terrific.
Are you eating okay?
Yes. I don't know if they give Michelin stars to mental health facilities, but if they did...
How's he doing, really?
It's going to take some time. He's been through a lot. And what about you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's all
right, people have been noticing you're acting so funny. You're distracted.
Yeah, there's certainly a great cast here, but I think that's the best part of the movie. Melissa McCarthy, of course, she's here playing the character of Lily. She is a grocery store clerk who, yeah, as you say, trying to get over the loss of a family member. And her husband is played by Chris O'Dowd, Roscommon's own Chris O'Dowd. And the pair of them, they're kind of basically going through their life, trying to get through stuff with this hanging over them. Lily goes to see a therapist who's played by Kevin Kline, who also
Kevin Kline.
Yeah, he's brilliant. His and Melissa McCarthy's scenes in this are brilliant as well. He's a veterinarian now who used to be a psychiatrist, so it's a weird dynamic there, but it blends comedy and also a bit of a tearjerker in this. I don't think a lot of people will absolutely love this, but I think it will be very popular on Netflix just because it's got Melissa McCarthy on it. Yeah. The music is very good, and Chris O'Dowd is also very good in this. It's from the director Theodore Melfi, who directed Hidden Figures and also St. Vincent with Melissa McCarthy as well. So yeah, there's a lot riding on this. I did think I would enjoy it a bit more, but it'll definitely be a popular one.
Maybe one for a Sunday afternoon, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so. Get the t-shirt ready.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, well, three good ones, actually. Three very different ones. So just to recap, Foundation, new science fiction drama TV series on Apple TV, new Netflix series Midnight Mass, just in time for Halloween, and that one, The Starling, which is a new movie on Netflix. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Always a pleasure to have you with us, Owen. And happy viewing this week. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carol. Have a good weekend.